Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie. If Brupolo was in Handy Corner.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great...
That's, you know what? You know what's on the Handy Corner? Strange Brew.
Strange Brew Coffee. Yeah, yeah. The corner of 12 and Spring here in Starkville is a Handy Corner.
That's right.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. When you want to enjoy a fantastic meal, a steak is always, always, always the way to go. And of course, if you're not in the mood for steak, you know, burgers, beef ribs, briskets, tri-tips, picanhas. There's just so many great options, and they all go great on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We are 40 and then carry the 39 days away from the start of the conference.
38. If you're following my countdown.
I can't remember. Okay. I see
today,
the
today as we record is 39.
Okay.
Tomorrow is
38.
Yes.
So today is 39. Okay.
Correct. You are correct.
Okay. So we're under 40. I mean, that's incredible. That means you're running out of time though to go grab what you're gonna wear to Davis Wade Stadium this year or what you're gonna wear to MM Roberts Stadium on the opening weekend. I'm telling you, if you don't have a nice new white polo, now's the time to get it. Don't swelter in maroon that first game in Hattiesburg. College Corner. Yeah. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Floor by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. You know, you want to have a great dinner? You want to have a great steak in the city of Starkville? The place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Best steaks in town. Great pasta, great chicken dishes, vegetarian options. For appetizers, Robbie and I, we can't ever decide. It's like picking our favorite kid between crawfish dip.
It's the barbecue okra, but it's the crawfish dip is really
It's tight. It's tight.
It is tight.
And then, of course, for dessert, there is no debate. It is the stuffed pancake, 10 times out of 10. That's a great meal, and you can have it right now. You just got to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority, well, you can't have it right now as we're recording. It's 11. It's not even 11 yet. You got to wait till dinner time. Let me clarify that. You can't go at lunch and get that stuff.
Correct. Right.
Priority one.
Yeah, you can get the appetizer.
You get the appetizer. Yeah. You get the dessert. You can't get the steak.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can get a pretty daggum good boy plate.
Bet if you said, like, I really want a steak for lunch, they'd cook you one. I bet they do it.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. But if I'm going to lunch, I don't want the blue plate.
Yeah, I agree. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need them on your schedule, you need to talk to somebody, you need to talk to a person who knows you the way they know your money, all those things right there for you at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I'm very hungry today. I haven't eaten lunch yet. I didn't eat breakfast. I didn't eat a big dinner either. So.
Well, I think I'm recovering from a stomach virus.
Yeah.
You're talking about that. I've had a lot of acid built up, so I haven't been that hungry.
Yeah, no, nothing
but
worse.
I'm going to Bulldog Burger after this, so I might get a salad.
They have a salad I like, so I can't say anything about that. So.
All these haters that have been calling me fat.
You fat.
A lot of these
burner
accounts think I'm like 300 pounds.
You are not.
I don't know where that came from, but
I'm not even 300 pounds.
I'm down. I mean, I've lost a little bit of weight this
Oh,
week, so.
yeah. Nobody on this podcast is 300 pounds.
No, they're not.
So,
Pretty soon, they won't have very many. They'll have things they can say about us. It just won't
yeah,
be
it'll
the
be
same.
different. They got to find different things.
Yeah.
They got to find different things. All right, today is Rumblings Day. Of course, the Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. I was out for a walk. There were some Paul Davis Restoration trucks in my neighborhood earlier this week. So I assumed that somebody had a problem and they called the pros and they were going to get that taken care of. And now I'll be jealous of their house because it's going to look better than it did before. I'm going to walk past it and be like, God, I need to have a fire. Need to have some storm damage so I get Paul Davis in
I
here.
feel like y'all have fires over there a lot, or something happens over there
It's
in the
not my
winter.
fault if that's what you're trying to imply.
Are you trying to get business for Paul Davis?
Look, they don't need my help in that regard. Me reading the ad is enough.
There you go.
So, if you have fire, water, storm, mold damage, you need to call Paul Davis Restoration for fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at just restoration, though. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, you're in the Golden Triangle area. If you're in Tupelo, Paul Davis Restoration. All
I
right,
thought
let's.
you were about to do an ad read for Captain Planet. And you start talking about wind, water, fire, and then you start talking about mold. I'm like, okay, never mind. It's not good. I don't think Captain Planet's
I
food.
don't think he had anything to do with mold.
No, I don't think so.
Mold. That would have been rough.
Doing in here?
Get out of here.
Get that ring out of here.
Yeah, it's no good. All right, let's start
Did you
off.
watch Captain
I
Planet
did
growing up?
not. I was a little old when that came out.
I was a Captain Planet kid.
I was out of cartoons at that point, I think. So, like, when did that start? What's that? Rumbling's question. When did
That's got to be late '80s.
Captain Planet, when did it start? So it started. Captain Planet and the Planeteers began in it started September 15th, 1990. That's my mom's birthday, September 15th.
Okay,
So I was 15 at that
I
point.
was
I'm out.
1 year old.
So do you remember Captain Power? Are you old enough to remember that? Like had the gun that you could point at the TV and it would interact with you. I was not rich enough to enjoy that, but
Vaguely,
yeah.
I think I
That was a
remember that.
thing, Captain Power. All right, let's jump in.
The
John is
best
our
gun game that you point in the TV is Duck
Duck
Hunt,
Hunt. It's not even
100%.
close. Yeah. John O'Connor has 917 career wins. At the end of the 2027 season, will he hit 1,000 wins? So he needs 83 wins. He's got average. If he gets 42 and 42, he would be over 1,000 at that point. That's a fair number to hope for, I think. It's fair.
I think that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian O'Connor has 66 wins in the NCAA tournament. By the end of his career at Mississippi State, will he have 100? So he's 54. Let's give him 12 years at Mississippi State. That's just a random number, right? But let's say he retires at 66.
Okay.
So in 12 years, can he average 3 year wins a year? I think you're going to have some years where he has 5, 6, 7 wins, and maybe a few some years where he only has 3. He'll be around it, I'd say.
Yeah.
He'll be around it.
By the way, Brian O'Connor younger than Chris Amonis. I think people have like made him out to be like
It's the way
70.
they look.
Yeah.
O'Connor looks like he's an older guy. He's gray-haired. And Lemonis, because we have our Mediterranean heritage, we stay dark-haired, full head of hair a little longer. So,
You're
yeah.
putting yourself in the same category as Chris Amonis.
Do I look 49? Be honest. You know I'm 49, but do I look? I've had people
No.
tell me I look like 35.
No.
So, yeah, it's a Mediterranean thing. If you live on the Mediterranean Sea, you got it going on.
I just didn't put you all in the same category
You
as
know, Greek
people.
and Lebanon, not that far apart.
Not
You know,
really, I
it's like
guess.
a 2 day boat ride.
He's a little closer to Uncle Jesse than you are, though.
For a second, I was thinking of the Dukes of Hazzard. I was like, I'm much closer to that guy. And then I realized you're talking about John Stamos.
Yes,
He is much
John
closer to
Stamos.
Stamos than I am, for sure.
Yeah, we're
It's like you're talking about Denver Pyle.
watching Full House
Okay.
all the way through. I
Yes.
don't know why that happened, but
That's
we're
a
watching like 20 episodes of that.
good, like, how old are you? If I say Uncle Jesse, do you think of Full House or the Dukes of Hazzard? I
Yes.
think of the Dukes of Hazzard.
You know what's crazy is we're watching.
I'm tweeting this out right now.
Okay, we were watching the other
Hold on, let
day.
me put that back.
we were watching the other day, like one of those early episodes, and they started talking. John Stamos started talking about how old he was on there.
He's old.
He was like 25, 26. That him and Saget and who's
Dave
the
Coulier.
Dave DeCoulier? They were all like in their 20s, I
Yeah,
think,
they
when
were
they
young.
started this, or like maybe early 30s or something. They look like they're in their 40s. It's really crazy. We've had this conversation before about how different people, like how much older people looked back in the day. And I don't know if it's, just how they dressed or what, but like those guys did not look like they were in their late 20s.
No. All right, poll is up. When Robbie and I are recording and this came up, so I want your answers. When I say Uncle Jesse, what do you think of? And the options are Dukes of Hazzard or Full House.
Yeah, because I didn't even think about Dukes of Hazzard.
That was the first thing I
And
thought of, and I was just like, man, I have a beard.
I watched Dukes of Hazzard when
Yeah.
I was younger,
Yeah.
but I think millennials are going to side with Uncle
You.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Like the Uncle Jesse, John Stamos.
John Stamos.
He's always going to be the Uncle Jesse.
He's the Uncle Jesse,
He
dude.
is. He's
I
the
don't know. I
he
don't know. I
is.
just think of him as Stamos.
Yeah. I mean, well, he like
Like,
he's kind of his own
if I
thing.
said who the actor who played Uncle Jesse in Dukes of Hazzard, do you know his name off the top of your head? I said it a minute ago, but
No.
yeah. I mean, I do. It's Denver Pyle, but like,
What else has John Stamos been in that you vividly remember?
oh, no. He was in an episode of Law and Order, where SVU, where he impregnated like 50 women. He
Yes.
was really evil in that.
He has played a couple of
He's played
evil
some bad
characters.
guys. He,
Like
but Full House is definitely the thing for him.
and he was always like he mostly has been in like sitcoms and stuff
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
yeah. Because he's such a good-natured guy from the sounds of it. All right,
Good looking guy too. I mean, like
absolutely. How
he's
did we get
perfect.
there from Brian? Oh, from Brian O'Connor to Mediterranean. I was like, how did we get here? Okay,
Greek.
yeah, got it. Brick Thomas. If you put how'd you say he's pronouncing Emeka Lowe?
I think that's correct,
Okay.
but don't quote
If you
me
put
on
him
that.
there at fullback instead of tight end on NCAA 26, he becomes better overall. Are there any current players on the roster you would move around? I always enjoy doing that, like looking around on the roster and seeing if I move somebody, do they go up a notch or two? And I don't have a problem doing it. Is there anybody I'd move though? I don't know. Like Stonka getting moved to defense kind of took care of that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if we're like it, what would we talked the other day about Sadio Traore at wide
Yeah.
receiver. I mean, if he was an outside
Yeah.
receiver, I mean,
He'd
I don't.
be a good, I think he could do it. Yeah. What's the most likely upset in week one? So we got to define upset here, right? Because, like, I think Texas is going to be an underdog to Ohio State, but if they win, is that really an upset? I say no. All
No.
right. I'll give you a couple. I'm not going to say Southern Miss, though. Let's not, I'm not even going to talk about that. I'll give you a couple, though. Syracuse and Tennessee.
That is a definite upset
They're
watch
on
for
upset
me.
alert. Baylor and Auburn. Auburn will be favored in that game. Even though I don't know how much of an upset it really is. Baylor at home. Baylor's a good team. But that is one for sure. Is Florida State hosting Alabama? Is there like a whiff of possibility?
I don't think so, but
I don't know. I just don't know.
that they've been so volatile at this point. I mean, they
Yeah.
go undefeated in the regular season 2 years ago, and then last year they go 2-10.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Yeah.
it could be drastic
Could be.
in a good way.
We'll see. Where do you think Hugh Freeze goes when he gets fired? I mean, he'll just go back to a smaller school, I
Go to
think.
like Western Kentucky or something like that.
He'll thrive there. John Bryant Stewart, do y'all listen to podcasts? If so, what are some of y'all's favorite? You listen to more than I do. I
From
listen.
time to time, we get this, but. I'm big on history
Yeah.
podcast. I listen to I've said this before, Lindsey Graham, not the
Not the
senator.
senator, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a couple of podcasts. I listen to American History Tellers and American Scandal. And those are both very interesting. I listen to probably three or four wrestling podcasts, Chris Jericho's, Conrad, and it was Bruce Pritchard, but right now, for whatever reason, it's John Layfield, because
JBL.
Bruce is like taking a hiatus.
Okay.
And then I listened to Conan and
Oh yeah, you did.
Disco,
Yeah, we listened to that on the way back the other day.
and I listened to the Boy Meets World
Yeah.
rewatch.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of true crime, and
Yeah.
that comes and goes.
You know what's interesting? And I'm kind of somewhat, there's not a lot of college football stuff.
I don't consume hardly any sports.
Yeah. It's
I
really
just don't.
like I watch live sports, but I don't listen to a lot. I listen to Andy and Ari from On Three every now and then. I listen to JD Pickell every now and then. I listen to Josh Pate every now and then. But I mean, I feel like I talk about it so much, I want other
Yep.
stuff.
It's a job.
Yeah.
It's my job. My interest in sports, like as a fan,
Yeah.
has kind of dwindled over the years.
So I listen to the rewatchables, but only when they do movies that I enjoy. Like, there's no point in me listening to a movie about that I've never seen,
Like
right?
the one you were talking about the other day, it was like Love Actually or
So
something.
okay. So here's their last. They did on July on June 23rd. They did Die Hard with a Vengeance. Love that movie. Great movie.
Is that the second
That's
one?
the third one with Samuel
Okay.
L. All right. Since then, they've done After Hours.
Does that have Justin Long in it?
No, that's the fourth one. I haven't
Okay.
seen that one. I'm not going to watch that. After Hours, never seen it. Don't know what
I
it is.
don't know what that is.
Jaws 2, never seen Jaws 2.
Why would I want to watch Jaws 2 or
Yeah.
3?
It's Complicated was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. And then today they released Species. I know what Species is, but I've never seen it. It's like they're on a bad stretch
Are
here.
they just like doing a random generator?
They pick the movies they want. And
Yeah.
like they just did the Blues Brothers a couple months ago. I'm like, that movie was on
Classic.
literally every week. They
Classic.
only did Roadhouse last year. So in the last, let's like the last couple months, they did on June 23rd, I would listen to Die Hard with a Vengeance. I listened to the June 2nd podcast because it was Out for Justice. Steven Seagal, love that movie.
There were some classic like action movies
They
in
did
the
a
80s.
double pod for Star Wars, the first Star Wars, but they crapped on it the whole time. I felt like Simmons just is not a he's not a nerd. He's a nerd in his own way, and he just crapped on it. I thought this has not been a great year for me on the rewatchables. I listened to Jericho's podcast.
Yep.
I listened to Chris Van Vliet, although I cut him off today. I got mad at something that Devon Dudley said. I was just like, done.
What do you say?
He
Is it
was,
political?
I don't know if it's political. He was talking about he'd been having some back trouble. He'd had surgery and he was not feeling well. So he reached out to DDP. The DDP was like, I'm gonna send you this, but I want you to watch these videos on food and your diet. And he said, he's like, and you know, food causes, you know, like things can cause cancer and autism. And I was like, done.
Yeah, he was
Food
like
does
it.
not cause autism. All right. It does not.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm not gonna listen to this podcast. So, and which sucked. I love the Dudley boys,
What
but
I really like about
like, I don't need that.
Chris, I haven't listened to that one, but what I really like about Chris Jericho is he incorporates so many different
Oh
things
yeah,
in it.
he's all over the place. He's not just wrestling.
They'll talk about pop culture, they'll talk about music. It's actually more of that than it is
You know
wrestling.
what's weird about Chris Van Vliet's podcast? This is something I think about a lot because you think about podcasts, right? You want them to be some, catch your attention, right? His podcast is called Insight. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Like that could be anything. Like if
Anything.
I hear, like I'm listening to Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Are they talking about Trump? Talking about the economy? Like that's what I would think immediately. I would not think that's a pro wrestling
Is it
podcast.
all wrestling?
It's all wrestling. He does three pods a week that does two interviews and then a pod where he's like a Q&A, like this.
Yeah.
That's his week. But I would never, like, you think about podcast like Beyond the Squared Circle and like all the Conrad pods and what they have, and it's just called Insight. And I'm like, I have no idea how he thought that would be a good name, but it's worked. It's the number one wrestling podcast in America. So.
I would love to do a podcast that's kind of like this, where it's
Just
not news
Q&A.
state related,
Yeah.
or like we just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Like we just talk about.
Well, what I would love to do is we'd have to get a different kind of studio because we only have as you're watching here, we have three mics. We need like something with the setup for the yak
Yeah.
and just have that.
Oh, I'd love that.
If we could get
We just
like
turn on the. I just want to turn on the show
and just
and
start
just
talking.
talk.
Yeah.
Like
I would
that's.
not mind doing that. Like
I've always wanted to do
we could
that.
have like Joel and Logan. I don't know if they could do that with their position at Mississippi State, but just people we hang out with. That would have been a great pod a couple years ago with Steph and John
Oh yeah.
and those guys.
Well, like I mean, some of that stuff
Yeah.
we could talk about, but
Some of it, yeah, but like the stuff we could talk about would have been funny. People would know more about our bits too,
yeah,
so.
like I feel like this is not this show in particular, but
Yeah. Well, this is less work.
whenever
Well,
we
it's less
do
work doing
When we
this.
do Thunder and Lightning, it
Yeah.
is work, and like sports has become I've associated sports with work. So I don't even, a lot of times I don't even watch sports. I like to go home and watch my shows, listen to music, things like that.
It's 80 votes in, but we're 2-1 full house.
Yes.
So you're winning. All right, Brett Christensen. You're walking into UPS or a restaurant and you hold the door open for someone entering after you. They walk in and buy you. Should you they let you back in front of them once you both reach inside, or do you concede the spot once you walk they walk past you? If you open the door and somebody gets in front of you, they're in front of you now.
Yes.
You
You
get
just
you
forfeited.
forfeited.
Yep.
I 100%, yeah. Rob Hadaway, in honor of Malcolm Jamal Warner after his untimely passing, what are some of your favorite Theo Huxtable moments? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Cosby Show is an issue. I love the Cosby Show, but Bill Cosby is a reprehensible person.
And that's the thing, is like it's one of the greatest
It's
sitcoms ever.
unbelievable. It's so good. My favorite Theo moments are, first off, in the pilot, they call him Teddy.
Yes.
I've always been, there's like four really big plot holes,
One is like this
big changes.
Theodore.
They called him Teddy. In the pilot, Claire doesn't have a job. They live in an apartment, and they say in the show, "Why do we have four children?" And Heathcliff is like, "Because we didn't want five." But then they have five. So Sandra did not exist
Yeah.
in the pilot.
It that stuff happens a
It
lot
does. It
in the
does.
first few episodes.
The best Theo moments are when he had the earring. And he's like trying not to let Cliff see his face. That's
Yeah.
great. The Gordon Gartrell shirt is probably my favorite. It's tucked into my socks. That's great. And when he thought Justine was going to break up with him, and so he went to visit the voodoo guy, and then Cliff like put his head in the bowl and covered him in mustard and told him to read the beans. And he's like, "I will pay more attention to my woman." I was like, "That's there you go."
That show was
It's
classic.
so good.
I
And
hate,
yeah.
don't you hate when that stuff happens? Like somebody comes out to be a giant
Yeah.
piece of
And
crap.
just at this point with everything, I'm just like, I just like their art.
Yeah, well,
You know?
that's how I am with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I just
Like
I like the art.
with Michael Jackson, like I'm not
And
saying
he's
that anything
dead,
that he
so he's not
did
making
well.
any money off of me.
Yeah.
I mean, his estate
But
might be,
like
but I
I
don't care.
cannot dismiss the fact that Michael Jackson was an absolute genius when it
Yeah,
came to music.
I won't do it. I mean, you think about most rock stars were not good people.
Yeah. I think it's okay to separate who
Yeah,
someone
I agree.
is,
I agree with
like
that.
O.J. Simpson.
And you have to do it now with politics too. So many people get worked up about, somebody's politics. Like, just go to the movie.
Yeah,
Just go to the movie.
exactly.
O.J. Simpson is a little different because he was a football player.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we can't dismiss the fact that he was a great football player.
Yeah. If you say list the greatest running backs of all time, you can. O.J. Simpson is in discussion, but I wouldn't, wear his jersey. So.
What's funny is on Boy Meets World, they discussed this on the podcast. They believe that in one of the, I think it might have been the restaurant Chubby's, there was a O.J. Simpson
No,
jersey,
no.
the USC jersey.
Yeah.
And of course, this is like, I think it was after
Yeah, it's got to be.
that.
Yeah.
So I think it was just hanging up there on the wall.
That's interesting.
Yep.
All right, Robbie Hadaway. Last night I bought a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that had the Fantastic Four on the box, along with a note to collect all four versions of the box. Who are these people collecting cereal box variants? Do they live among us, man? I think they are.
I did that. I used to do that all the time. Collect things from the
But did you
cereal.
collect the actual box? That's what
Well,
you're
no.
supposed to. Yeah.
Well,
Like, would you collect the box and then
I
not
used to do
open the
the
box so that, like, 20 years from now?
oh, they're collecting the
I mean, I can't
box.
imagine the empty box is worth anything. If you open the box, it's got to be you keep
There.
the box
Well,
full.
we did stuff like that back in the day. We collected things that didn't matter, but it's a way for you to keep buying it.
Yeah, I got
Like
you.
with like. The box tops for
Yeah.
education. We cut
Yeah,
that stuff out.
for sure. Brogan Fairchild, you talked about the best fast food burger. What do you consider the best fast food snack? For me, it has to be Sonic's mozzarella sticks. I think you're at the right restaurant, but you got the wrong snack. It's the cheddar peppers at Sonic.
Those are delicious.
Big fan. I'm trying to think my way around.
Those cheese sticks are
So,
nice.
do chicken fries count as a snack? The Burger King chicken fries are good.
I don't want to agree with that because it goes back to that story I told a couple of weeks ago when I ate the Burger King chicken fries before a basketball game.
That's a good point.
So I can't
Cookout
have that.
has like I mean, they have the quesadillas and stuff. I don't know
Well, the
that.
whole thing is pretty much a snack.
What
It's
about
cooked up.
cheesy fiesta potatoes from Taco Bell? Is that a
That's
snack or is
something.
that a side?
Cinnamon twist at Taco Bell.
That's a snack. That's a
Yes.
dessert, though.
Is
We
it?
gotta have
It's
a
a snack.
okay.
It's a side,
Yeah.
kind of, but it's a snack.
Okay. I'm trying to think my way around like different fast food places.
I just don't like if I go to Sonic, that's when I get snacks.
Okay.
Because I'll,
Tots.
you know, like an afternoon,
Yeah. The cheddar peppers is
I'm
my.
gonna get like a slush or a limeade,
Yeah.
and with that, I want mozzarella sticks. I might not be hungry enough for a meal, but I will get what they have, like these, like the cheddar peppers or the mozzarella sticks or the fried dill pickles.
Okay. Just finished season four of The Bear, and it got me thinking, what fictional restaurant would you most want to eat at? I don't mind.
I
Oh,
would
yeah.
want to go to the cafe in Seinfeld
Yeah.
just because
Yeah. It's a real
if I, it
place.
is a real place.
Yeah. Cheers
Cheers,
is
obviously.
a good
Yep.
one, but that's not my number one.
Okay.
Vesuvio.
Oh, yes. How could we forget
I
that?
definitely want to go to. Now, I want to go when they have the twofers.
That's right.
I'm going to make sure I get my
You gotta get
money's
your
worth,
money's.
my low salt selections.
Whatever that steakhouse Tony was at, where the
That's a good place.
it looked like
Where Finn pays?
it looked no, I don't. Well, it might have been that place,
Yeah.
but it was whenever he was having that conversation with. I don't really want to say his word on here because I don't want anybody to clip it. The guy that they
With Vito?
no, the guy that they killed on the boat.
Oh.
I don't want to say his name because it could be misconstrued and I could.
Val Bumpensero?
There we go.
All right.
He was eating a steak at that place that looked like it was the steak that Fred from the Flintstones put on the back of
That's
his.
definitely not the
That
same
thing was
place. I'm trying to
gigantic.
remember where that was.
It was like a
The
steakhouse, one
one
of those places where they're like it looked like they were in a basement eating.
where he takes they take the Finn out to dinner with Meadow and AJ.
Meat, I
Yeah,
pay.
that's Old Homestead Steakhouse. That's a real place in New York. That's
Okay,
like one of those old, like open in 1870
and
steakhouses.
those are always something
They're
that,
gonna hit. Yeah.
yep.
So that's a real place that I wouldn't count. So Vesuvio would be on there. And Satriali's would be on there too. I'd love to go get a
Oh, yeah.
gabagool provolone vinegar peppers. Or a, what was it? What did Agent Harris like? Was it a veal parm sub?
I can't
I think that's what it
remember.
was. That's what
He
I
stuffed his face with
yeah.
those.
And we had the he had a microbe. Don't
Yeah,
forget, he lost
that's
all that
right.
weight. Trying to think of is there
The
anything?
intricacies they have in that is
It's
what's
so
so funny.
good.
Like that little comment,
It's
like
so good. Where did Walter get the pizza? That was a good looking
they
pizza.
just
The one
threw
he
on
threw on the
top.
roof. I got garlic knots too. I
That
mean, I want to eat
still makes you
hey,
mad.
Los Pollos.
Los
I want to
Pollos
eat
and
at Los
Nachos.
Pollos. Apparently, the chicken was great.
That's an actual restaurant, but
It's not a fried chicken
it's like a
restaurant.
Taco Bell
Yeah, I
type
don't. So
thing.
yeah, but Vesuvio is an easy number one for me. Brian McDuff, is this the greatest 44 days in music release history? Here's the picture. These albums were released within 44 days of each other in 1991. The Metallica Black Album, Pearl Jam's 10, Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magik, Soundgarden's Bad Motorfinger, and Nirvana's Nevermind.
Yeah, that's
Now,
insane.
on cassette, these are pictures of cassettes. On cassette, I owned Metallica, Pearl Jam, the Guns N' Roses, and Nirvana. I didn't have
I
Nick.
didn't have Blood Sugar Sex Magik, but I had those songs like
I
on
got them
repeat.
eventually on CD,
And I didn't
but
have Bad Motorfinger,
I
but
got them eventually on CD. I did not have it as a cassette.
I had, well, yeah, okay, so cassette, I didn't have any of these.
Okay, I had them on
I had them
cassette.
all on CDs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
That's a pretty
that's insane.
good stretch. That's
I
a pretty
mean,
good stretch.
it just shows you how good the 80s and 90s were
Yeah.
musically.
We'll do one more, then we'll go to the break here. Kivas Wright, two questions. What were your thoughts on AEW All In? I really enjoyed it. The Robbie sent me a video. There's like a high def video of Hangman Page stabbing Jon Moxley with a fork, and you see the blood literally squirting out of his head. And my daughter saw that, and she's like, "That's art." She was so happy.
She is bloodthirsty.
She is. I thought it was a good pay per view by and large. I didn't watch the pre show, so I missed the Costco guys. I'm glad about
Thank
that.
God, I
I don't
guess.
want to see that, but I thought by and large, and I feel bad. I want to know what's wrong with Adam Cole. I feel bad. His career is just. Like when he, remember, we were at my house when he debuted.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is going to be incredible. And he got hurt, and it just never has gotten right for him. And now it's looking like his career might be over. I hope that's not the case.
I didn't watch it.
I know. You should. You should watch.
Well, I tried to split it with you.
I got it's we got an it's difficult. It's difficult. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's that difficult.
It is difficult. I watched a soccer game between Italy and Norway's women's teams, with Italy scoring in the 90th minute to win. What memorable games do you remember that went down to the buzzer? I mean, do walk-offs count? Because, you know, Elijah McNamee will raise his hand.
No, because it's
a little different.
He mentioned the buzzer.
Yeah.
So that's kind of,
okay.
You know, that's going to be timed.
What about Arkansas football 2015? The block field goal?
Yeah, that was great.
That's a great one.
Yep.
Quindary Weatherspoon had like four buzzer beaters in his career. The one that stands out to me is the NIT one against Baylor.
Biggest Baylor bounced around.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And then Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt, he had one. He had one against, he had one, another one like in a non-conference game too. I can't remember what it was. Oh, we're idiots. Morgan William.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
that's, I think that one. Just kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, well, that's number one. So there you go. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over
at Arkansas in 1998.
That's a good one. That's a good
Scott
one.
Scott Westerfield.
Well, I mean, 99 Egg Bowl, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that 99 season had like four of those. So let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District. Two fantastic places to grab a meal in Starkville. When you want to go to Starkville, and you want to come in to the Cotton District, which is like the hub of Starkville, and you're thinking, where should I go? The top choices should be Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Today, as we're recording, is Taco Tuesday. Tomorrow, as you're listening, will be Wing Wednesday. So if you want to go up there and get some of the best smoked wings I think I've ever had, I'm telling you where to go. And, of course, the Older Brother, great menu for lunch. It's a fantastic lunch spot. We actually had one of our listeners, Evan Cartwright, said he tweeted at us and said he's in town today. Where should he go? I was like, have you been to the Older Brother yet? He said, I have not. I'll go there today. So, Evan, let us know what you think. Hope you enjoy it. I know you will. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Dead brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier or a new printer, new computers or laptops, it's all right there for you. Most importantly, though, you're guaranteed great service after the sale. When something goes wrong, you've got somebody you can call, and they can fix it a lot of times the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. If you're in Starkville and you need great Mississippi State gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. If you're not, well, there's always a website, maroonandco.com. Everything maroon and white under one roof. Nobody in Starkville with a bigger or better selection of Mississippi State merchandise than Maroon & Co. Everything you need, clothes, car, house, tailgate, it's all right there. And best of all, we can save you a little money. Our promo code is THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. That's in-store or online. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. It's going to be a hot weekend. You're going to be out in the yard. You're going to be thinking, man, I wish I had a John Deere mower so I could get this going a little bit easier. Well, I can make that happen for you. Just go see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Everything John Deere green under one roof. Everything you need, really. If you think about what you do on the weekend, if you are a person that's, you know, mowing the grass, if you've got a garden that you tend, if you've got projects that need to be done around the house, if you're just a guy who likes to cook out, if you're just an outdoorsman, you want to get out in the woods or get out on the lake, everything is right there for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. So you can make one stop and take care of a lot of different things and get back to your weekend and enjoying yourself the way you like to. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. All right, our buddy Steve Mormon asks, I know you said there would be no catfish tour this year, but what if a sponsor came along? I have contacts with Prestige Worldwide. How great would it be to hear the TNL Catfish Tour brought to you by Prestige Worldwide?
Yes, that'd be great.
I mean, if you can make that happen for us. I thought they were more of like a rap agent kind of thing, but you know, that's fine by me.
Boats and hoes.
All right, now calm down.
I'm just saying.
I know. Scott Ming, with some fans wanting to see how much college athletes make on the NIL deals they make, what do you think about asking people to reveal how much they make, also how they spend it, to see the NIL deal of a player? I see what you're getting at, absolutely, but the thing you got to remember here is this. We're paying those NIL deals. So your boss, maybe not to see how you spend your money, but they definitely know what you get paid.
Yeah.
The people who pay your salary know what you get paid. And then if you don't come to work, your boss can obviously call you and be like, hey, why aren't you at work? But if a player gets injured, and then I got Jeff Libby up there going, yeah, he's just out. We'll talk about
Day
it
to day.
day to day. You know, if I'm paying that guy's salary, I should be able to ask, no, I want to know what's wrong with him. How long is he going to be out? So I see what you're getting at, obviously. But at the same time, there are legitimate reasons that people ask. Now, that being said, you're never going to get those answers.
I wouldn't want the number to be released on how
No.
much they're getting paid. But fans absolutely should have more access or more privileges, or they, like, if they demand something, they should be told the truth on it. These are people that are bankrolling your teams,
Yeah.
and you're kind of treating them like peasants
Yeah.
at times.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've they deserve a right to know if a guy's injured or why is this guy not playing more, things like that.
And
Like
then,
this isn't the old days where you can keep everything from fans and media,
yeah.
that you have to be more forefront than what you are right now.
And then the follow-up question, how many fans do you think would expose all of their expenses just to see some deals? No one. No one would put their bank statements out in public
No.
to see what a college player. If you do, you're an idiot. I would say that. So,
Yeah.
Wade Jones, this is an interesting question. Would you rather have kept Hickson and Sierry and lost Parker and Bauer to the draft? Or the opposite. What State got? They got Parker and Bauer, but they lose Hickson and Sierry. I would rather go with the potential. I'd rather have
Yes.
3 possible years of Parker and Bauer than 1 year of Hickson and Sierry. I think that's the better, especially Parker being he should be a stud here at State.
He should. And
So,
he's a Mississippi kid, so
yeah.
you feel like he'll stick it out if he doesn't play this year or
Yeah.
whatever. But yeah, I'm going with the other two. They also have significantly higher upside than Sierry and Hickson. So I guess what the argument would be against that is, well, what if Parker and Bauer don't play and they transfer and you
Yeah.
don't get anything out of them this year? I would say that I still think Mississippi State's pitching staff is going to be legit without Hickson and Sierry. I think you're much better with them, but I think you can survive without them. You get the opportunity to have these two because I don't think either one of them are draft eligible after their sophomore season. I don't think. So you get these guys for 3 years potentially, and they are both long-term, possibly first-round draft picks. You know, no slash at Hickson and Sierry, but those two are fifth and sixth round,
Yeah.
5 to 8 round picks.
No, I get it.
These two are potentially, Bauer's a potentially first round, you know, first pick in the draft if he develops. Parker, I think, can be a top 2 round guy too. So yeah, I'm going with those two for sure.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I saw Jose Altuve in line to board a flight to Fort Lauderdale, and I chose not to bother him as not to draw attention to him. Did I make a mistake in not talking to him? And what is the best way to approach a celebrity in public? First off, I doubt that was Jose Altuve. It was probably like a small child, little kid. Also, if Robbie had seen him, he might have literally attacked him.
Yeah, I'm not an
Not a big
Altuve.
fan of Altuve.
Nope. Cheater.
I think back to a week ago when I saw Mark Henry,
Yeah.
and I was just like, now it's a little different situation because he's on the radio row just like me, so we're kind of on the same footing there. But by and large, if you're just polite. And you're like, Mr. Altuve, even if you're older than him, you show some respect and be like, hey, do you mind if nobody gets autographs anymore. It's about getting the selfie.
Yeah.
Like, do you mind if I get a picture? And if he says yes, then take the picture. And if he says, I'd rather not, then just like, all right, well, big fan, walk away. Just show respect.
I have two separate opinions on this.
Okay, I want to hear them.
With sports figures, I hardly ever say anything to them unless we're having an actual conversation.
Right.
Wrestlers are different, and I'll tell you why. Wrestlers crave adoration. They crave being acknowledged. That's part of their whole shtick, is that they want to be seen. They want to take pictures. Not all of them, but
By and large, they do.
most of them.
Yeah.
Especially the ones like Mark Henry that have been out of it for a little bit. Like he gets high off of that. That's their thing. Like when they walk through the stage, they walk through the entrance, the crowd is like dope to
Yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And they have to have it, and they keep going back for more and more. So this is the same thing.
Batista talked about that recently in an interview. He talked about it's like, 'cause he said he's never going to come back. He's like, but I crave it.
Yeah.
Like, I think about my entrance music and hitting it and hearing the pop all the time.
Yeah, so they're a little different. And
Yeah.
that's why I mean, you will see them until the day that they die
Go
at
to
the
these.
Comic
Yeah.
Cons and stuff taking
Yeah.
pictures.
Yeah.
It's a little different with sports figures. And
Yeah.
I've grown accustomed to, I've been around a lot of people, whether it be at media days or covering stuff that are famous athletes. And I'd hardly ever, unless I'm like actually having a conversation with them, hardly ever like get starstruck or say, can tap a picture or whatever. But it's just like you and Mark Henry. Like when you see Mark Henry walk through the door, like something in your body says, I need to
I need
get a
to go talk
picture.
to him.
Yeah.
I want to point out again, I didn't realize it was him until I was up on him and I could
Yeah.
see his credential.
What was funny is I was watching Evolution last night
Yeah.
and Becky was watching with me. I was like, hey, there's Mark Henry. They had him ringside. I
Oh,
was like,
really?
that makes sense now because he was already in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he just went to SEC Media Days from
There you
there.
go. War Eagle Gib Ellis from Okalaika asks us, could a line made up of current
Gib
day?
Ellis, WDE.
Yeah. Could Gotcha. Could a line made up of current day Lee Battelle, Taylor Boggs, Wes Ray, Brian Haydad, and myself block for an average running back to gain a first down against a single Jeffrey Simmons? Four downs, only run plays. If we get out wide, maybe.
That's the Jeffrey is the only person on the
Yeah, it's
defense.
5-on-1.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wes Ray is doing a lot of the heavy work, though.
Wes Ray,
Wes Ray
former
is.
offensive tackle.
Wherever Jeff wants to line up, that's where I'm putting Wes Ray.
Lee Battelle played for Delta. He played on the offensive line at
Oh, that's
Delta.
good. He can double
He,
team.
yep.
I'm just going to kind of linger out on the
Boggs and
perimeter.
Ellis are the. I mean,
We're all big
they're big
guys.
too. Yeah,
Yeah.
that
He
can
can.
happen. Yeah.
It's 5-on-1, and if you look, just run wide.
Well, and like, here's the
Just
thing.
sweep it out
Yeah,
there. He's
he's
not
gonna
getting
go
out there.
forward, and then the running back can go over. There's nobody else.
Yeah,
Five on one. Yeah, that's
it's no
easy.
chance. Yeah. Also, how many Robbies would it take to wrestle Jeffrey Simmons to the ground? Over under 7.5.
It would take a lot.
I take the over.
Well,
Eight sounds right.
no. I mean, what I'm going to do
Yeah.
with my clones
Yeah.
is, first of all, the clones are going to take all the
Yeah.
hits.
They're
I'm
just like
just over to the side. I think I could do it with like five because
Okay.
I would have two of them go at his knees.
Just said five guys there, so yeah.
He says over under 7.5.
Yeah,
For,
so
well, I would have two of me go at his knees. And that, I mean,
you
that
go
could
to
take you
yeah,
out. That he
exactly.
has tree
Man
trunk
can't
legs.
walk. A man can't walk, he can't fight.
That's correct.
That's Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Terry Silver there. Matt McCann swapping to Premier League Soccer for this week's mascot challenge since Robbie follows it so closely. Most teams are a football club, but apparently many have team nicknames. They all have team nicknames. Here we go. Bournemouth.
Don't know any of them. Let's just get that out of the way.
You want to guess?
Bournemouth, the Fighting Snaggletooths. Are they from England?
These are all from England.
Yeah, that'll
Yeah.
work.
They're the Cherries.
That sounds about
All
right.
right. Brentford.
The Tea Sippers.
They're the Bees.
Okay. The Bees.
Yeah. Chelsea.
Tea and Crumpets.
No, they're the Blues.
All right.
Everton.
The Fish and Chips.
Also the Blues.
Well, why do you have two
Well,
blues?
there's three Tigers and two Bulldogs in the
Yeah,
SEC.
but the blues seem
They wear
a
blue.
little more
All right, Manchester United.
the Redcoats.
You're not far off. It's the Red Devils.
Okay.
You were close. You were close. Good
I was
job.
so close on all those.
Yeah. It's good stuff. The Cherries is
The
great. A
Cherries.
great nickname.
That seems right.
I think my way around. You know, Arsenal are the Gunners. Spurs are the Spurs. Tottenham Hotspur is the Spurs. Newcastle are the Magpies.
What's the Spurs? Is that like a
It's
chicken?
like yeah.
Okay.
Like a Gamecock, basically.
All right.
All right, Rob Montgomery. First off, Rob, I want to say something here. Both of these options suck. All right. These are not great. These are neither one of these are like, well, obviously I'll take this one. Option A, Football is 6-7
This
with
is
a
for,
bowl
well, you
loss.
didn't read the question.
Well, it's like hypothetically, which is more preferable of these scenarios? Football is 6-7 with a bowl loss. Basketball is a 5 seed that loses in the round of 32. Baseball hosts but loses in the supers. I mean, that is a disappointing
I think that's
year.
the point of the. I think
Like,
he's.
which is less disappointing?
Yeah.
Number two is football's 4-8. Basketball is a 7 seed but makes it to the Sweet 16. Baseball is a national seed but loses in Omaha.
That's interesting, though.
I just got to get
I think
football.
you got to get football off the ground. You've got to.
Yeah, football has to
Baseball
be.
hosts and loses in the Supers, you took a step forward.
Yeah.
Basketball, 5 seed, you took a step forward because you've been barely in the tournament, the first year. And then, you kind of been dwindling down a little bit, 8 and 9. You're a 5 seed. So that's a step. I'm going with option A.
Yeah, you
If
gotta
you go
have.
to a bowl game, that's big to kind of sell people. I think everybody would be pumped if they were 6 and 7.
Yeah, plus if you're a 5 seed in the men's basketball tournament, then you had a good regular season.
Yep.
Yeah, and you won one
For most of the
tournament game.
year, everybody's pumped.
And then you won one tournament game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And then
easy.
baseball hosts but loses in the super. So is he saying that they were like the 11 seed? They didn't
No,
host the super? Are
I
they?
think he's saying you host a super.
So you had a great regular season in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that. Yeah, that's okay.
That's not best case scenario, but that's as good as it gets right now, it feels like, for all three sports. Like, realistically.
All right. Caleb Rhodes, why is Tyler Russell nowhere to be seen on the MSU website or app? He isn't on any of the rosters from 2010 to 2013. I find it a little odd that a QB with the success he had isn't on there. So you got me looking. So let's have a look. Here is the 20 first name is Chad Bumpus. That's funny.
Yes.
All right, let's go down here. So
No
he was
comma.
what number was he? 16? What was his number?
17.
17.
I don't think he's on. I don't think he is. I typed
He's
in Tyler
not.
Russell on Google and nothing about Mississippi State. Like, there's no. By the way, hideous jerseys that they had in 2012.
So you've got his Wikipedia, you've got his
ESPN.
ESPN. There was a player named Tyler Russell at Southern Miss. Yeah, there's nothing from Mississippi
Apparently,
State.
Tyler Russell is coaching at Brookhaven.
Good for him. That's really weird. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is there.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Might reach out. Might
We're
want to find out about
gonna
that.
have to
Yeah.
check with Brandon Langlois on
All
that.
right. Also, rank these donuts: Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', and Shipley. Dunkin' is dead last.
Yes, Dunkin'
They don't
Donuts.
even make their donuts there. Did you know that?
No, I
They
didn't.
come in pre-made and they just heat them up.
They're kind of like a coffee place.
There, yeah, I would not, yeah.
I don't go to Dunkin'.
Shipley is ahead of Krispy Kreme, I think.
More options.
Yeah, a little more options.
I like Shipley's.
I like Shipley's. I like Krispy Kreme too, but I would go Shipley's.
It's also like it doesn't feel like the donuts to me different. Like
Yeah, they
the
feel more
dough.
homemade at Shipley's, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
and it feels like you get more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I like Shipley's a lot.
Dalton Lee, my
It's the
wife and I.
Sunday morning tradition at First Baptist Starkville. They just have them sitting around everywhere.
Maybe I should convert.
You should.
Yeah.
I've said that for a long time.
That I should convert?
Yes.
I like beer too much.
Well, so do Baptists, honestly. They just don't tell anybody about it.
I people know. People
Yeah.
know. So
Oh, you're fine.
I'm a
It's
big
a
dancer too.
well, we have dancers too.
Okay. Dalton Lee, my wife and I are going to an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet tomorrow. I've been before, but it had me thinking, what is a good all-you-can-eat food slash item that you would love to see at a restaurant? I mean, they've all been done.
Steak.
Fogo de Chão.
That's true.
Texas and Brazil. They
That's true.
exist.
Yeah.
They exist.
And they exist in a way that I like, where
Yeah.
you get to taste thing. It's not just like one big old slab of
Yeah,
steak and then, yes.
it's reasonable.
You get to
Yeah.
taste everything.
So I got that. I would like a better pizza buffet than Cece's. Like, pizza doesn't do buffet
Well,
anymore.
here's what me and my
I
friends
would love a
would.
local pizza place that did it. Like, if Boardtown Pizza somehow did a buffet,
Oh,
oh my
gosh.
God, I'd be in there every day.
Here's what my friends and I have been discussing.
Okay.
They should come back with the original Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
The
No,
picnic
yeah. They
buffet
exist around the country.
that we found one in North Carolina.
We got the Galaga. I
Yes.
want Galaga where I sit down and play.
Street
Yeah.
Fighter,
I want one. Yeah. The jukebox.
what was the golf game?
Golden Tee.
Golden Tee.
Yeah, you need
Yes.
all those.
That
Salad bar.
Oh gosh,
Pizza
the
buffet.
buffet was incredible. You had
Were
the
you a big dessert guy?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
The it was the cinnamon, it was like kind of a cinnamon
Well, they had a
that
cinnamon
it
one, they had an apple one, they had
Mm-hmm.
cherry, and they had blueberry. Blueberry was the top dog.
I mean, I don't know. I think COVID kind of
Yeah,
disrupted
killed.
that, but you got to bring it back.
I agree. I agree.
People are clamoring for
I
it,
agree.
and
I
make
agree.
it the 80s, 90s
Yeah, it's
version.
got to be the thing with the red glasses
Yes.
and the stained glass
Yep.
lamps. Probably I'd go there today.
I have a Mississippi State stained glass lamp,
Yeah.
kind of like
There
that.
you go. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had money, I would invest in that.
There
I
you go.
would create a Pizza Hut, and when you step in it, you're stepping back into the 90s. They used to give away too, like DVDs,
Oh
like
yeah.
movies and stuff. Like
Well, Papa John's did that
I got
too.
Bill and Ted 2
Yeah.
there.
I remember when Papa John's did it. We had
I
Weekend at
got Wayne's
Bernie's
World 2.
2. And I was just
It's
like,
always the second one. It's always the second one. They don't give you
why are we?
the original.
And also, this is like 5 years after it came out.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, so they dig up his corpse,
More or less.
and it's just like
Yeah.
a decaying
Yeah,
version.
no, he's still good. Yeah. All right. Winston asks us, not that I feel ill will towards either guy, but why does the fan base seem to love Nick Fitzgerald but hate Will Rogers? First off, Fitzgerald took a ton of hate.
And there's a lot of people that still hate Nick Fitzgerald.
And it's because he followed Dak.
Yes.
Is all it is. If Nick Fitzgerald's listening, he will tell you he got a lot of hate. The hate for Will Rogers, I think it's because state fans feel like, I mean, you see Sawyer Robertson now, and you're like, gosh, could we have put him in? And they felt like Rogers limited them at times.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he threw for a ton of yards and won a bunch of games.
There
I can't hate
was a
too
lot
much. I
of
don't hate
hate.
on Will, either one of these guys.
I don't either. There was a lot of hate for Will Rogers that I
Like,
just didn't understand. Like, a lot of times I felt like it was misplayed.
absolutely thought going into his senior year when they changed the offense that State should have done a try to find a quarterback and bring in a competition, which they didn't do. But that's every. I don't care who the players are over there. I want competition. I want the best
And
possible options.
that's what we brought up a lot is like it's not that you want to get rid of Will Rogers at that
You
time.
want
It
him to
was
make sure
bring in
he's
more
the. Yeah,
competition.
exactly.
And I felt like they did that with Jack Abraham. I think Jack Abraham would have really pushed him, but he had that concussion deal and it ended his career pretty
Yeah.
much. But yeah, both of these guys, and like Will is like he was a great representative.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
He didn't he it wasn't a bad guy. He loved playing for Mississippi State. I just didn't understand it. And I loved Nick Fitzgerald. I thought he's up there with one of the most underrated quarterbacks in Mississippi State history. But because he came after Dak, that's why you had your issues there with him.
Agreed. Our friend Alexandra Watson asks us, 8675309 is a song about a guy who gets girls' numbers off the wall.
It
And
was like in the bathroom, wasn't it?
Centerfold, the guy's teacher is basically a pedophile.
Yes.
What other songs, when you listen to the words, didn't age well? You ever heard Into the Night by Benny Mardones? Like the first line is like she's only like 15 years old. That's the first line of the song.
Oh.
Then you got
She's just 16
Winger.
years old or whatever.
I think is it. Let me.
Is that the same song?
Benny
If
Mardones.
I could
That's
find
it. Yes. Is it 16 or 15? I don't know.
she's just
She's just 16 years
15
old.
years.
Listen to the lyrics here. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they said.
Glad you're glad he ignored that.
Separated by fools who don't know what love is yet. Oh, there's a co-writing credit on here. Jeff Epstein. Oh, I didn't know. Like, what are we doing here? This song make the light
She's
of
only
day.
17.
She's
Daddy
only
said
said
she's too
thing.
young, but she's old enough for me is
Yeah.
probably the.
Have you ever listened to Damn Yankees Coming of Age?
Yes.
Like, she's just turned 18 in that song. So, like, Nugent was like, we'll wait. We'll wait.
I love the fact that Nugent was a part of that because he literally like married a 15-year-old or something.
Yeah.
And all those guys back in the day were Buddy, not Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis married like his cousin and she was like 15 or something too. It was like running rampant.
Yeah.
And people just talked like spoke about it openly and like I think eventually, they just got to the point where it was like, okay, this is a little
Yeah.
strange.
Another one from Alex. Do you think Jesus ever got annoyed? For example, he's trying to take a nap on the boat and they wake him up with doomsday predictions. I feel like he just wanted to say, I just want to take a nap. Leave me alone. The humanity of Jesus is an interesting topic.
Well, he flipped over a table
yeah.
at church.
Yeah, he as the kids say, he crashed out.
He did.
He had a crash out.
And, I mean, look at a lot of, there's a lot of things in the Bible that's kind of sarcastic.
Yeah.
Where he's like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Let's, do you, like, it's a lot of rhetorical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff you say to your kid.
Is that, you know, he's kind of like the Rock. He's like, is that what you think?
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says a lot of rhetorical things.
Yeah.
It's like, do you think I would do this? Like, yeah,
He does that a lot. Yeah, you're right.
He
You're
got
right.
annoyed. He says things that I say to my
He's
kids.
just, I mean, think about it like this. If you're hanging around with 11 or 12 dudes all day, it's the same 12 dudes. Eventually, you're going to be like,
And
can you shut up? Just shut up for a minute.
you're significantly smarter. You know what's
Yeah.
going to happen,
Yeah.
and they just won't. It's like, you know, Peter's like, I would never do that. It's like, yeah, I think you will in about 6 hours.
Like, you sure about that?
Yeah. We
You sure?
actually have somebody in here right now
Yeah.
that is going to betray me, and I'm going to die because of this person.
Yeah.
And then he like looks at him and like,
Have you seen the Family Guy about that? Where it's like they're at the Last Supper.
Family Guy, whenever they talk about Jesus, I get a little
It can be a little
uncomfortable.
comfortable, but it's like they're at the Last Supper and like the bill comes and Jesus is like, let's just split it 12 ways. And somebody says, I think it's Stewie says to Judas, like, you only had water. He had
Yeah.
all that wine. And Judas goes, yeah, you're right. That's what sets him off. So
Yeah, I'm not
sometimes
fully on
they go a
board
little
with
far.
Seth
They go a
MacFarlane
little
falsely.
far. They go a little far.
But I don't know what his affiliation is. I'm guessing
He's
maybe atheist.
probably not affiliated. Yeah. Andy Atkinson, the enforcer, double A. Shawn Michaels turned 60 today. Ooh, that's tough to hear.
Looks
Do
it.
you think it's time to permanently retire his theme song? No.
That's the great thing about
He
it.
will be Sexy Boy, not a boy toy, until the day he dies.
Yep.
Like, I want
Can you
that man
imagine coming
at his
out?
funeral.
Can you imagine coming out and when he's like 75 and he has like a walker and
It's,
he's just rolling down it. We have Jimmy Hart's voice in the background singing Sexy Boy.
that's not Jimmy Hart.
It is
It's
Jimmy.
Jerry
It's Jimmy Hart.
singing.
He sings the song, does he not?
No,
He wrote the song.
he wrote the song.
Sean sings the song.
Sean speaks, and then when it's
Sherry does Sexy Boy,
that's
yes.
Sherry Martel. Yeah.
Jimmy Hart wrote it.
So I was actually at the SmackDown
I
where,
think Jimmy Hart sings on it too.
I mean, he might. I was at the SmackDown where Kurt Angle came out dressed as Shawn
Oh,
Michaels and
God.
sang Sexy
Sexy
Kurt.
Kurt.
I was there for
What a
that.
classic.
I was dying. It's like, this is
I make your ankles hurt.
ankles hurt. Yes. Bennett Likens asks us, any word on T. Bartlett? I haven't seen or heard anything about him since he signed last year. Is he no longer with the team? Well, first off, like, no longer with the team. He hasn't been with the team.
Bennett, we need you over at Maroon and White Daily.
Yeah.
That
You would know the
you would
answer.
know the answer to this at Maroon and White
We
Daily.
will
But
let you know that his high school is kind of one of these schools, right?
yes.
It's like, it's not really a school.
It's just a place like
It's
to
a diploma
hide the
mill.
fact that they're just like
It's a,
bringing.
it's for
Yeah.
athletes. But he graduated late and he will be here late is what we were told. So
Everything's fine from what I understand. He's just gonna be late. And that's I wonder how badly that hurts him, because he needed to get in shape and get acquainted and stuff. I wonder how badly that hurts him for the season. I don't know.
we're at 271 votes. We've cut the lead here. It's now 57-43 full house.
Interesting.
So the olds are starting to find it.
Yes.
Brick Thomas, one more question for him. At my job, we made a hamburger steak pizza dough, mashed potatoes bed, hamburger steak covered in brown gravy.
Eh.
I don't know about cooking mashed potatoes like that. But well, anyway, do you have any underground food creations or combinations? Well, yeah.
He's had a bunch.
I've had
You
quite.
made a was it a Philly cheesesteak pizza
Yeah.
or
I
what was
made
that
it.
thing you made where it had maybe like a
Oh, at the house?
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was tri-tip. I made
It was
like
a
a with a
tri-tip with
chimichurri on it.
yeah, that
Right.
was
He's talking
good.
about like when I was at Papa John's, man, we would go to the store all the time and buy stuff and put it on pizzas.
Oh, you did it at
Oh,
Papa
yeah. Yeah,
John's.
yeah, yeah.
People order it?
No, you know, no. No.
It was a secret
It was
menu.
secret. No, it wasn't even a secret menu. It was just for us. It was
Y'all
for
made it for
workers.
yourself.
Yeah. Well, like
Okay.
you'd get it like 2 o'clock and it would slow down and be like, why don't you go to the store and get me some of this? And I'm telling you the best thing, this sounds weird. canned roast beef.
Canned.
I know, but we didn't have any way to make gravy. But this came packed in gravy.
Oh, okay.
So you'd put the gravy and the beef on with the cheese and some onions.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Really good.
I'm sure.
Really
You'd eat
good.
that.
Really good. So I
What, what's your thought?
they sell them now, but when we first rolled out wings, I would take the garlic parmesan sauce for breadsticks and put it on the wings.
Yeah.
And now you can buy them.
What are your thoughts on pineapple?
I'm a pizza. You can put whatever you want on there. I'll sell it to you, right? I didn't care.
But for
That
you
I wouldn't
personally,
eat it. Yeah.
me neither.
No. It's
I had a
anyway.
bad experience with it. That was one of those things where
I don't want wheat on pizza.
somebody got really high and said, "Let's throw some pineapples on it."
No good.
Yeah,
Like
and
I haven't done the hot honey or honey on pizza yet either. People tell me it's great. I can't.
honey, hot honey is becoming a
It's a
thing.
thing. It's everywhere now. It's like the
And
new ranch.
I didn't realize that was a thing, but that's a thing.
Mangum Cafe. What could Eric Sarantola have been with Justin Parker? I'd like to see that.
Really
I'd
good
like to
because
do it.
that's Justin Parker's specialty,
Yeah, I
is
agree.
getting something out of those kind of players.
What was your first reaction when you saw the Davis Wade Stadium light video? That it was cool.
I was
It's
excited.
cool. Yeah.
We've been talking about this for
You
3
know, I would
years.
rather win games, obviously, but you know.
But again, as we know,
You know,
we both.
I don't know. I don't know if you can. The money we could have spent on winning games. Someone sneak into Dave DiNova Field weekly for a home plate turf update? Do you think they'll take that out? I don't think they will.
I don't think
I bet they
so.
won't.
I don't know why it's still there,
Yeah.
but
All right, last question of the day go to Ford Polk. What was your most proud moment when your wife was wrong and you were right? I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember when Bush, second Bush, was president.
W.
W was president, right? And they announced that everybody in America was going to get a tax refund check for like $200. So I told her, I was like, hey, we're both going to be getting a tax refund for like $200. She refused to believe me. She's like, that is not a real thing. I was like, we're going to get it. Like a week later, the checks show up. And I was like,
You're just
nah.
popping the
Yes,
chicken.
I was. I absolutely was. That
Yeah.
was one. There was another one where it's small victories, right? But I said something about something being that sounds like that's a lot seems like a lot of hyperbole. And she was like, what does math have to do with this? I was like, what? She's like, isn't that that's
That's
what
like a
she's
setup
like,
for a joke.
that's like that's one of those, you know, functions of a circle or like a hyperbola. I was like, hyperbole. She did not know hyperbole was a word. And so I had to look it up. So that's two of my wins. I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot. You got one?
All I'm gonna say is
It must be a good one if that's what he's doing.
no. All I'm gonna say is I, you know, it's I, there's so few times where this
It's
happens.
very rare.
Actually, it happens a lot,
Oh, does it?
but I'm not gonna say.
Okay. Shouldn't we
I
start
want
seeing?
her to think that she's right all
Yeah,
the
she's
time.
not listening. Shouldn't we start
She,
seeing?
for some reason, every time I mention her,
She
she
listen?
knows. I don't know if somebody tells her, like tips her off,
Huh? That's what's happening. Somebody's telling her.
But she'll be like, "I heard you talking about this and this
Yeah.
today," and then she's showing people videos
So,
of me with the baby giving their bottle. Like,
the other
we talk
day when
about
you were
her.
talking about how awesome she was, did she tell you that she was like, "I heard you were talking great about me"?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, I was making sure that she because I mean, did she catch that part where you were like, "This"? I mean, I couldn't have married a better woman.
Exactly.
Okay, you said all those things
I
too.
did. I say it every day.
Yeah, every day. Shouldn't we start seeing some information soon about next year's SEC football schedule with either nine or eight or nine conference games? Yes. That should be happening very soon. Should be like next month.
Yeah, because you want to have you
You got to
usually
start.
get that stuff a year out.
Like, yeah, that should be happening very soon.
Yep.
Last one. If you ever run out of content during the summer, could you do a podcast on here of just your best recipes or favorite foods? We've done that. Joel was on there, but during COVID, we did we would theme the rumblings and we did a couple of food ones that were great. But if you want to, let's not 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 let's let, you want to do next week? We just do food rumblings.
Sure.
So, okay, next week on the rumblings will be food heavy.
Food only.
Now, if you have another question, you can ask. But you got to ask a food question too.
Okay, so you
You can't
so
just have one question. If you have a Mississippi State question, we're happy to answer it, but you also have to have a food question.
okay.
All right, that's next week on the rumblings. The rumblings, second helping. Let's go. We'll
Yes.
do that next week. All right, tomorrow's show, defensive time. We're going to talk about the defense. Defensive line on tomorrow's show. Plus opponent preview. I'm scheduled to talk with Graham Hall from Swamp 24/7 about the Florida Gators. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. Have a great Wednesday, guys. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian. Hey, Dad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.